Thank you very much for staying on the line, Kenneth. This is Steve Miles. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Perfect, sir. So I think Sam Jones is the one who's been helping you build out the website. So how's the process going so far?
Oh, great. Yeah, we're still on it. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so actually we are going to the next particular step, just to basically get the website created with the landing pages and with the inner pages for your website. So can you tell me, like, who will be providing us the content? Because we will be needing the content, which is the verbiage for the website.
Okay. It looks like the content, right?
Yes.
Like.
So you tell me what is basically the content, and what is the do you have the word BH? Do you have the content?
Like the content of people reading the about the product or about the you mean about the product or the company itself, like
okay. So let me explain to you how we work. If you don't have the content, then we can we can write it for you.
Okay.
All right. So in which we will be doing the well-written content with the original content according to your exact requirements. We with free meta details, each custom page, we will provide you a catchy title. The SEO-friendly content would be there. So this will simply going to save you time and save us time as well, because you don't have to write the complete content for yourself. We can go ahead and we can basically write it out for you. And this will simply going to save us the time so that we can go ahead and we can make the website live ASAP.
You're right.
So what do you suggest? Do you want us to basically write the content?
Yes, please.
How many pages would you be having on the website? According to me, I see that you have a home page, about you, services, the product page, FAQs, terms and conditions. A total 7 to 8 pages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh. Okay. So let me just see what is the price for the 7 to 8 pages content writing. Can you stay on the line?
Okay.
All right, just give me 1 minute. All right, so for 7 to 8 pages, usually the regular prices to write the complete content writing, in which each page will be having more than 300 words per page. So what we're simply going to do, we will be going ahead and we will be writing the complete content for you according to the exact requirements. And the content would be SEO-friendly, so which means, like, in the future, if you like to go ahead and do the marketing, then this will simply going to help you save the time. Plus, on top of it, people can find your website easily. So that is something which can basically help you. So the complete content for the website will cost you
$699.
And that includes all the 8-9 pages for the complete website. And with the content, we will give you the video, we will give you the photos, everything.
You don't bring it down small because...
What is your business, by the way?
Pardon?
What is your business, by the way?
Yeah, it's you know, selling wholesale goods in our retail and about
Okay.
women, children, and men. So it's all about selling products of women, men, and children. Yeah.
Okay.
So
So
it's more into
see, if the people are coming up and they don't basically see the exact verbiage, they don't see the right requirements, then of course this will not simply going to be helping you out in terms of the good gesture. So it's better to basically have the content written professionally so that the people can read and they could understand the fact that what is your business. So I think if you give us the opportunity, you've already seen the work for the design. We can go ahead and we can do that. And as it's a startup business, instead of $699, let's just do it $550, and I'll write the complete content for your website. We will write the content for each particular page. We will send that out to you, and then we will be asking you if you have any changes, any revisions. You can let us know, and then once you approve it, only at that particular point we will put the content on the website. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so for the complete content, it will take us 7 to 10 days to
So,
write it down.
can we do it 500? So that
What is your zip code? What is your zip code, sir?
is 12144.
12544.
12112144. Yeah.
12144. Let me just see. Just give me a minute. Okay. All right. So I'll just basically put the discount for you for the zip code that you provided me. We'll do it 500 for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, can you tell me, like, which card would you be using today? It's a Visa, Master, or Amex? It's a Visa?
Just a minute. Yeah, just a minute, please. Trying to bring it up.
No problem. How was your day, by the way?
Good. At least the weather is good. And it's not raining, and it's not, it's good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you the sole owner?
Pardon?
Are you the sole owner? You run the show?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So, okay. Let's okay, I'm ready. So, so that's 5102. 7778.
Okay.
1181. 6650.
Right, and the expiration?
0426.
And the back three numbers?
1 3 6.
1 4 6.
No, 1 3 6.
And the billing
so
zip
the
code.
Name, okay, that's 12144.
Perfect. All right. So we'll go ahead and we'll make the charge in this particular card. You will have the invoice as well, and the total would be 500 for the complete content writing. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now,
so I hope,
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So I hope the content will be like, it will solve
of course.
People's problems. Right? The product is supposed to solve people's problems.
Right, because
we
will make sure to basically write the exact requirement content for you, so by which the people could understand the business better. And the reason only we will send you the content every single day so that you can basically have the complete information sorted out. And once you are satisfied, only we will then put the content on the website, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, one more thing. As this is basically, you said, an e-commerce, an apparel business, right? People will be buying the clothes, the closets, anything like that. So how many products are you willing to have on the website?
Let me say it's a lot because, you know, when it's a lot because, you know, I'm selling, you know, it's wholesale, so, you know, multi-product. Like, I'm selling multi-product stuff, you know.
Okay. So, now, and how would you want the people to buy the product? Like, how would you want the people to basically pay you online and buy the product? How would that simply going to work?
Oh, okay. All the platforms like debit card, PayPal, Visa card, you know, and
Okay. Well, for that particular part, we need to basically get the merchants to get that thing done. And then once we get the merchant, like the PayPal, I think that in your package, PayPal was already included in the package. I think you know that.
So
the PayPal is already...
It has Visa, MasterCard, PayPal... what is it? Western Union and other two, Citrus also.
All right. In the package that you have basically got, it comes with PayPal free of cost. So we will set that up and people can pay you through PayPal. And if you would like to add the debit card, credit card, or Western Union or anything like that, then we have to basically get the APIs from different banks and different Western Union departments just to basically get that thing done. And I would also suggest you to have a feature for the gift cards because many people do not want to pay online because of the security reasons. They don't want to put their credit card numbers online. So they primarily use Visa gift cards or prepaid cards that we can get it from any store if you know what is a prepaid card. So I think if you open that opportunity as well, then people will have all the options, and if somebody is not willing to pay you through their personal card, they can always use the prepaid card. So I think you should have the credit card, the debit card, the Western Union kind of thing, and also the gift card option available for your clients. What do you say?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know much more into it. So, you know, shopping e-commerce and other stuff, they make it so easy for people to shop. So you are right. You know, any suggestion that is, you know, I need to make my, you know, my store be unique,
user friendly,
really easy to, you know, to shop, and I'll appreciate that. Yeah.
Okay. So see, PayPal is something that is already there, but let me just check according to your state. What are the prices for the credit card and debit card integration by which the people can pay you through that? And then what is the price for the gift card? And the Western Union, I would not suggest you that because it's a waste of money if you add the Western Union. Because people usually do not...
Sorry, talk, please.
Yeah, I say like Western Union would be a waste of money for you because many people do not use that. So I think PayPal is already set it up. The only thing which you should go for, considering the fact that you were a startup business, is credit and debit cards, and accepting all Visa, Master, American Express, Discover, all the cards, plus the prepaid cards, the gift cards that we have talked about. I think these two would be the most mainly items would be used.
Okay. What about Apple Pay, like kind of?
Yes, that is a very good question. That is one of the best particular parts, and safe and secure. Do you have the Apple Pay account?
You said, do I have Apple account?
If you do have Apple Pay, or if you don't have Apple Pay, then that's even fine as well. Let's say if I have an Apple Pay and you don't have it, I can pay it from my Apple Pay to the credit and debit card. So I think you should add the Apple Pay right now. But let me just first of all see what are the costs for the Apple Pay, for the Visa gift card and prepaid card, and what is the cost for the credit and debit. And then whatever options you will choose, we will simply going to go ahead and add it up. And once this installation is done, we will be taking you and your bank on a three-way call. Okay?
Okay.
And then we will be doing a transaction online just to basically test that if every merchant is working properly so that we are all on the same page. So once the installation is done for the merchants, we will let you know that the installation is done. Now it's time for you to basically bring your bank on the phone so that whatever bank account you have, we will link it with it. What is your which bank do you have your account in? Is it like Chase, Bank of America? What bank do you have?
Bank of America.
All right, perfect. So that can be done. So let me just see what is the prices coming up for the merchants. Usually the merchant prices are based on yearly basis. Likewise, the domain prices. So let me give you the prices for the credit and debit, the Visa gift card, and the Apple Pay that you asked, right?
Okay.
Just give me 1 minute.
I have a couple of questions. So if you have a desk, don't need to.
All right, you there?
Yes. It looks like I have Apple Cash.
You do have that?
Yeah, I have Apple Cash.
Perfect, perfect. Then that will simply going to be able to accept the payments online. Perfect. Now, I got the prices, and I will let you know the prices. Do you have a pen and a paper handy?
Yes.
Now, first of all, write credit and debit card. Then below the credit and debit card, write four options: 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and lifetime.
One year, 3 years.
5 years and lifetime.
Okay.
Now below that, write Apple Pay.
Okay.
Now, Apple Pay does not go by yearly charges. It's a one-time fee for lifetime. So just write down lifetime fee. Now, below that, type in gift cards and prepaid cards.
Okay.
All right. Now, below that, type in 1 year, 3 year, 5, and then lifetime.
Okay.
Right now, let me just see what are the prices. All right, so now starting off from credit and debit card. Now, where have you typed in 1 year? The 1 year price for credit and debit card is $199. Three years is $599. Sorry, 3 years is $500.
Three years, $500.
5 years is $850. And lifetime, $999. So the prices for the credit and debit card, I repeat, 1 year was $199, 3 years, $500, 5 years, $850, and if you go with the lifetime option, $999, okay?
Okay.
Now, Apple Pay, which is a one-time fee for lifetime, that is $299. Now, the gift card, the prepaid cards, it's usually not like that much famous, like gift and the prepaid card, so that will simply going to cost you cheaper. So if you go with the gift card and prepaid cards, then 1 year is 120, 3 years is 250, 5 years...
Okay. 50 or 60?
Gift cards prices are 1 year, 120, 3 years, 250, 5 years, mm-hmm. 399, and then the lifetime, 450. Now, if you see the prices, then for the credit and debit, 1 year is 199. But if you go with 3 years, it should be 600, but that is saving you 100. And if you go for 5 years, then it should be 1200, but it is 850, which is saving you $300. And if you go with the lifetime option, then that is a one-time fee, 1000, which gives you pretty much everything.
That one is which one?
Credit and debit one.
Credit and debit.
Then Apple Pay is basically lifetime option, which means you only pay one time and that's it. It's $299. And then the gift card and the prepaid cards, 1 year is 120, 3 years is 250, 5 years, 399, and then the lifetime is 450. With all these integrations, your payment module system would be ready to accept all the payments from all around the world. And the best part is that we will be the one who will be installing all of that free of cost for you. So the installation will not cost you anything. It's just the APIs, the softwares, which you need to edit up onto the website so that it could function properly.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a lot of...
See. Of course. I know it's a lot of extra things that you're thinking about right now.
Yeah.
But if you need to do big things, then PayPal would not be the ideal option just to keep it on the website, considering you have a lot of products. So if you have all the options open for your clients with every single product and details, I think that would be the best part. Let me ask you this. What option are you trying to avail? Can you mark down which one do you like, 1 year, 3 year, 5 years on the credit? Can you tell me that?
Actually, the lifetime is better, you know. But the fees,
All right. Let's just basically I'm just marking it down right now for the lifetime, and I will see what's the best I can do for you on the price. Now, the Apple Pay is the one-off fee. Would you like to add the Apple Pay right now, or